Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Emily Schwing.
Somewhere in this forest, you hear, there are sloths. Those sloths live in Brazil's Atlantic Forest. If you're a tourist, watching sloths isn't that exciting. But if you're a scientist, well, it's also not that exciting. But there's a big upside.
And so they're actually a great study animal for the wild, because you can collect a lot of data on them.
Giles Duffield, a biologist at the University of Notre Dame, who studies circadian rhythms.
I mean, the ecology work that I used to do several years back in Bolivia was focused on bird conservation and bird ecology. And, you know, you'd see some parrots and you'd make some notes and then they were gone. You wouldn't see them again for another 24 hours.
But Duffield and colleagues now collect data on the brown-throated three-toed sloth in the Atlantic Forest. Duffield says the sloths can stay in sight or even in the same tree for nearly 24 hours. The animals are at rest anywhere from 75 to 90% of the time. But they're coping with a damaged ecosystem.
The suggestion is 98% of that forest has been depleted. There's a lot of human disturbance. There's obviously roads cutting through these areas of the forest, and it means the population of fauna and flora is depleted.
According to new research published in the journal Mammalian Biology by Duffield and colleagues, sloths are responding to that habitat disturbance by altering their biological rhythms.
We started to see that the sloths were primarily day active, and that's counterintuitive from some of the literature on the species that we came across before that suggested that they showed cathemeral activity, which is kind of neither day nor night, just kind of across the whole board. And in a few studies, it was predominantly nocturnal behavior. So this was kind of the opposite to what we'd expected.
Duffield says there are few, if any, studies where researchers monitored sloths over a full 24-hour period. This study did exactly that for 29 days.
Because a lot of the literature that we'd reviewed that associated with sloths had examined only a partial 24 hours. And so there were some inferences about their activity profiles over the course of the entire 24-hour period. So there was a bit of guesswork there.
Duffield believes that because predators in the Atlantic Forest are extinct and sloths don't have to compete with other species for resources, they've simply taken on a daytime or diurnal schedule.
The light-dark cycle would be that primary cue, and that's what's kind of surprising, that an animal could be nocturnal under some conditions and diurnal under the other.
Other organisms may come along for the slow ride, from the algae that live on sloth's fur to the insects that live alongside the unhurried mammals. Duffield says it's not clear if the new schedule adopted by sloths in the Atlantic forests also affects these creatures.
And that's something we'd love to examine, whether, you know, the local ecosystem and the associated organisms with the sloth, perhaps that changes. A lot of organisms can't readily change their day to night activity. Their survival strategy is based on one or the other. And so it may well be that change or that association with daytime as opposed to nighttime or cathemerality does change some of the organisms that associate with it.
Duffield's most important piece of equipment for this research may be a comfortable chair.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Emily Schwing.